What holds us together is not our hobbies, not that we all come from the same geographical location, not that we grew up together or went to the same school or run in the same circles. What holds us together is the treasuring of the Word of God as we walk with the Spirit of God. And I want you to notice what this is designed to accomplish. Jesus goes on to pray in John chapter 17, so that the world may believe that you sent me. Our unity as Christians is meant to serve a purpose, and it is so that the world, the lost world, would see how we live towards one another and love and protect and encourage and exhort one another, and then the world would be convinced that Jesus is the Son of God. The goal of our unity, which is grounded in the Scripture and in the Spirit of God, is meant to be a compelling witness to the world. Our goal is not to show that we have it all together. Our goal is to have displayed in front of the world a continuously sanctified, principled life that is identifiably about making Christ look really good. So our main attraction as churches must be a Spirit-transformed life by means of God's objective truth that's revealed in His Word. That which anchors us together serves to be our main attraction. The basis of our unity will be our biggest evangelism tool. So the question becomes, do we want people to know the only true God through Jesus Christ? Is that what we really desire? If it is, then we must pursue the Word of truth together and walk in the Spirit together. This is a dynamic that the Lord has prayed would be expressed in us. We don't need gimmicks. We don't need affinity. We need to hang on to the Word tightly and let the Holy Spirit use it to lead us into holiness. There's nothing better at converting spiritually dead people into believers than the Spirit of God moving through the Word of God. Not only is there not anything better, there's not anything else that has the effectual power to do it. You say, Cliff, will that really be a telling witness? Listen, it's not me saying it. It's Jesus Christ saying it. And that's all the authority we need. The state of our church planning and of our missions movements hangs on this. As you pray today, please remember Reginald Acuna and his family, our missionaries in Paraguay. Also remember the Swahili LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Tanzania, Kenya, Rwanda, and Burundi.